Estevan. It's once again telemiracle time in Saskatchewan, and members of the Estevan Kinsmen and Canets will be helping out at the beloved province-wide fundraiser. Telemiracle 47 will start at 6:15 p.m. on February 25 with the countdown to Telemiracle, streamed live on Telemiracle's YouTube channel. The main broadcast begins at 9 p.m. on February 25 and continues until 5 p.m. the following day, raising money for the medical needs of Saskatchewan people. This year's broadcast will be in Saskatoon and will air live on CTV. Tara Kyle, who is the local zone representative for the Telemiracle Foundation Board, said the fundraiser is entirely Saskatchewan-run and operated. All of the money raised through Telemiracle stays in Saskatchewan, Kyle said proudly. It helps the people of Saskatchewan. So, it is something that is local and it's very unique to Saskatchewan. She knows of other provinces that have tried to emulate Telemiracle, but have not enjoyed the same degree of support. Local kin members have been busy fundraising in advance of the broadcast. There was an online auction organized by the Canets that raised $6,500, which she said made it the best edition yet of the fundraiser. They did pizza with a purpose at the Black Grasshopper restaurant on Mondays in January, with $5 from every pizza sold donated to Telemiracle. There was an silent auction at the Estevan Bruins hockey game last Wednesday that had a variety of different items available, and they held a toonie for Telemiracle matinee at the Orpheum Theatre on Family Day. "I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of support from our community. It's always amazing," said Kyle. As the zone rep, she is a voice for people from the area who assistance through the Telemiracle Foundation. This is the second year in a two-year term for her. "This has been probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. It is just phenomenal. You know where that money is going," said Kyle. "You know that you're actually getting to help those who definitely, truly need it. Knowing you're changing their lives, there is truly no better feeling." Members of the kin clubs will be busy at Telemiracle. Some of them will be working security and registration areas. Others will be serving as messengers, relaying receipts to the financial department and transporting anything else to where it needs to go. Others will be visible on screen during the broadcast by updating the tote board. People from throughout the province will be showing support throughout the broadcast by calling in their pledges. Others, including kin clubs throughout Saskatchewan, will make presentations on air. And there will be entertainment throughout, with a couple of local connections for the performers. Country music singer Brad Johnner will be part of the national cast for Telemiracle. Former Estevan resident Brad Brown and his daughter Ashley, who now live in Sedley, will be part of the pre-telethon entertainment. Kyle said she is looking forward to hearing the performers, whether it be through the national cast or the local performers. Last year's Telemiracle was the most successful yet, as it eclipsed the $8 million mark for the first time.